Trey gonna be that old guy in sandals and khakis with a butt.
I've been saying this for how long?
I can't step outside naked.
He jumped into the river.
What did you do? Did you run the river? I jumped in.
I let autocorrect make me look stupid on Facebook every day. With Luxembourg. I can't do it.
It's Luxembourg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
He tried to get me to hump, do the hump, and get something.
Look at you, girl.
Sexual tracking app on it, and it found that
who is actually using that? Welcome home, gentlemen from the 4th Infantry Division, 4th ID.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was trying to be funny, but it kind of escalated.
I think he was trying to hit her on a discount. Oh, my name.
They used to listen to FM, but they paid the same old.
I hear you now.
I can barely hear you.
Really?
That's a little better.
That's really weird that you can barely hear me, though. But that's okay, though. That's what a microphone game is for, to be honest. All right, so, my friend. A good friend, I should say.
Brother from another mother.
That too. How are you, by the way?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm living. I'm living my best life. I'm doing my best.
Working hard at this new job.
Staying sober, over and lower. I'm not Don Bober. Hey, it's an election. I get away with that one, finally.
Staying sober, but staying high.
No, I'm just mean. I've been staying sober off hard drugs, you know. That seems like a really good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Been doing that for years and years now. But the point is I just like to throw that out every once in a while. Remind those people that are struggling that you're not alone. There is light at the end of the tunnel. But I digress. Yeet shout not pass until yeet. Skeet, skeet, yeet, yeet. You dig? There's somebody out there that fucking made fences. That's flat for somebody out there, Chris. Now, it is the way too early Wake and Bake America election show. But I just think that it's not like it's shamelessly too early where there's multiple candidates in each party still running. Wink, wink.
Right, no. I mean, the political scene is heated up way faster this year.
I voted for Chris Christie. I ain't gonna lie about it. Bunch of people who think I'm a hardline liberal just shit their pants, huh?
Nah.
It's fun to know me. It's not fun to try to figure me out. I even admit that for people. I'm like, it's fun to know me. Good luck fucking figuring me out. I'm an odd one.
Right.
So, what do we have on today's show? Let's break it down. First off, I want to thank the great cannabis businesses that we're involved with. Sam's Creation, love them guys. I think I'd like to see if we could maybe get Stick Tees back involved. We said a really good commercial for them and everything. I mean, why not? Stick Tees.
Right.
Also. We've got Trump money problems. We've got age and non-investors. We have Biden's optics problem. And we have the tic-tac-toe pattern of Trump's behavior. You're going to like that one.
Is that a tic-tac-toe toe game you can even win?
No, it's a TikTok joke, actually. I say tack because it was supposed to be TikTok toe. My bad. My bad. I think I actually said it wrong. See, I write my own shit, people, and it's good shit. And then I even fuck it up.
Even when it's fucked up.
Even when it's good, I fuck up my own good shit. So, go ahead.
Is that like Lutz Embargo?
Man, look, y'all got to let that go, dude. I really got to learn to let stuff go. No, I'm just playing. I wouldn't let it go either. I mean, I still make fun of people for shit they did like 20 years ago. I don't let it go.
I guarantee our bosses aren't going to let it go.
No. I don't think our bosses are going to let anything go, per everything I know about this show. So first off, before we even get started, kill the music. Kill it. Before we get started, we need to address an issue, okay?
Uh-oh.
No, it's not an uh-oh. Calm down.
Yeah.
It's the station's legal identificational rights. Before we do any political show, before we do any show, really, we just like to let you know that the opinions expressed on this show by each member is their own opinion and not the opinions of the station or any other show at the station. And while we all have a vested interest in the success of Wake and Bake America Radio, our opinions are those of ourselves.
So, yeah, we own our shit here.
Yeah, and at the same time, the station doesn't own our stank for us. I mean, I feel like that's understandable, you know, because we say some pretty fucked up shit, like, honestly.
Well, yeah, and if you don't agree with us, we'll debate you.
Honestly, we get callers on the show, and then the minute we put them in the live show, they bail. out.
Can't take the heat, get out of the political kitchen.
Like straight ghost every time. And I will say this, bring your stuff. I was having actually a discussion with my future son-in-law, one of them, and you know, we were talking and he was complaining how his taxes are too high because of Joe Biden, and I literally laughed at him and I said,
right.
I said, you watch way too much TV, son. And he said, what? And I said, listen to me. I said, the taxes you're paying today were actually signed into law by President Trump in 2017. Furthermore, he didn't get it passed by Congress. He used a circumvention of Congress to pass these tax codes. I've never paid more taxes than I do now. And I'm not, and I told him, I said, no, you're right. I've never paid more taxes than I do now. But, son, right, but I understand who signed that tax code into law. And it ain't the dude that's there right now. It's the dude that was there in 2017, because that's still the tax code we're following.
What a lot of people don't realize, like in political positions, the thing that happened the session before happens to the oncoming person.
And I love you, Landy, but I also love that we have conversations like this, because he's like, I think he didn't understand or know that, but it would have made sense, because I have to go back to 2017. He was still just a, you know, love you again, kid, but he was just a dumb high school kid. He didn't know any better. He didn't pay fucking taxes. How the fuck did he know where his taxes were going or coming from or who signed what? You know, but fast forward, you know, almost seven years, I think. And he's like, holy shit, that's who? I'm like, yeah. See, I told him, I said, see, the deal with me is I'm an independent, but a real independent. I don't need to fall for nobody's bullshit. I don't need my parents telling me what to think. I can think for myself. I don't get my news on social media. I actually get my news through AP related locations and press. Why? Because as a AP person, and as someone who has wrote for several outlets that are AP approved and related, I would just say that I'm going to go somewhere where they're going to vet your story, fully vet it. They're not going to jump and run with it.
It also makes it easier to filter out all the political BS.
Yeah, honestly, because I know when I'm on the AP, when I'm on an AP article, no matter whose news site I get it from, when I'm on an article that was put up by the Associated Press, in all likelihood, there's very little opinion in there. And that's why it made the AP press.
Right, yeah. What a lot of these people don't realize is the presidency before Biden is what affects what's going on right now. Now, everything Biden's done will affect the next presidency.
Oh, yeah. Just like they're, I mean, look, I tell people all the time, I'm like, look, they're still trying to take your affordable health care. They're still trying to blame it on anyone but themselves, and they don't want you to have affordable health care. Now, I don't know why you wouldn't want to have healthy, well-educated people, except it's easier to control them when they're dumb. That would be my... I mean, that would be my smoking gun, as we could call it, right? That's my answer, though, is you would want dumb people who you can keep dumb because it's easy to keep them dumb, you know?
Yep.
So, anyway, I digress. That it was fun to have that conversation because I think that those are the... Instead of me jumping his shit and telling him he's an idiot, because he's not, he just is ill-informed and doesn't know the truth.
Maybe, right, you just had to break it down for him.
Well, maybe, well, and then this, maybe he read that somewhere where he trusts that news from. And maybe I just told him, hey, maybe where you're reading your stuff isn't exactly as trustworthy as you thought. Maybe he's just using hit points from his own, you know, hanging out with his uncle or, you know, his drunk uncle, right? What's my point to this conversation? That I was able to give him information that is trusted factual facts. These aren't deniable. You can go look up who the fuck signed the tax code in 2017 because FYI, that's the last time it was touched or changed. And then you can see who fucked your taxes up. Real
fucking. Absolutely.
Now, go ask a millionaire if he's worried about his taxes right now, or a billionaire. And I guarantee you his answer is no, because the tax code was wrote for him or her.
I'd like to win that Mega Millions, $1.1 billion right now.
Shoot, right now I'd like to win that MAGA Millions. You get it?
Yeah.
Just not pay your taxes from fucking 10 years ago, commit a bunch of crimes, and then run for presidency and get your cult to fucking pay for it. I mean, fuck yeah, man. Go for that. I will say this. The Democratic Party, I'll give them this. They would cut their own nose off to spite their face. Meaning, they would literally crush their own candidate if that person was not worthy. Even if that meant putting Trump back in office, right? They would crush their own candidate. And to a fault almost, I think that sometimes you got to play a little more dirty. But also at the same time, we see what a couple decades of playing dirty, not looking the other way on issues like racism, issues like this really extreme alternate America version of America that doesn't really include everybody and really follows more of a really, honestly, let's call it, is a very Nazi-like fascist version of America. And you have to be honest and look at all of that and go, how the fuck did we get here, dude? And here we are again with wash, rinse, and repeat on this election. And I do blame Democrats, and I also blame Republicans, okay? I blame Democrats for being too scared, okay? Hear me out here. I blame Democrats. Sad music on. Listen here, little Democrats. I blame you for not having the courage to put up somebody else or somebody else's. Just kind of see how it floats in the country. I blame you. Now, I get incumbency as a presidency, but I still blame you. But I'll never blame you as much as I blame the other side. Full stop. Kill the music. All right. So, and this is why, because as a true independent, I just sit back and I literally, you know, for as much as I talk on a talk show, believe it or not, I sit back and I'm literally pretty quiet. And I watch what's going on in the world, and I pay attention to what's going on in the world, and I do it intentionally, right? Because as a true independent-minded person, as a true independent voter, I think that I look at the entire election from both sides, actually, and go, okay, there are things on this side that are not good with me. There are things on that side that are not good with me. But then there's a whole nother sector of this deep-rooted okayness with what is failed business people, people who are really borderline criminals, people who can't accept election results. That's the where we get too far on that side with those guys over there that I do agree on some policy aspects with, right? And then on the left, I think that them being too scared to lose to Trump again, to not put up somebody else besides Joe Biden, with his age, exactly, as would be my first thing, right? As an honest independent voter, it'd be age first, you know? And
both old as fuck, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, both parties should have put up younger people. I think the Republicans actually did pretty well with putting up some younger faces in the sense of doing that. But I think that you have to continue to understand that quality of candidate matters at a national scale. And with independent voters like myself, quality of candidate matters at a level that you can't even begin to understand. I have said it again. I'll say it before. I don't know who I'm voting for. But I do know the one person who I will not vote for, and that's someone facing 91 fucking charges and is a worse person than I am when it comes to criminally speaking. Like, I don't think I'm fit to be president, and that motherfucker is worse than me. That's all I'm saying. Well, so I won't vote like that. Full stop. That's just who I am. Now I'll figure something else out, or I'll vote for Joe Biden. I don't know yet. I haven't made my mind up, honestly. I don't know if I want to go with the Libertarian. I don't know if I want to go with like a third ticket party. I don't know yet. But I know that motherfucker cannot be a worse human than me and be president of the United States, simple and plain. And I don't care about your feelings on charges and made up this and that and the other. People, this went through dozens and dozens of different groups of people, grand juries and everything. These are legitimate charges. These are a willful disregard for tax law in New York, for documents law in the United States when it comes to after you're out of office, and to the laws and rules of the peaceful transfer of powers. Guys, that's unarguable to me. I'm a decent human being that can understand something and can read a book. These went through in front of grand juries, guys. I'm not here to argue that kind of stuff, right? Now, we can argue a lot. Like I said, I'm very disappointed in the Democratic Party not putting up some younger faces, right? And I do genuinely believe, Chris, that it is a fear of losing to Trump because they're like, listen, we beat his ass with this guy last time. Let's just stick with the guy that beat his ass last time. And I'm always saying, like, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I've said from the very beginning, ever since we started doing this politics show, you know, you have to do your research. You have to look into the people that are running, the people that are changing the laws that reflect how you live your life, and pick the lesser of two evils. That's all you can do.
Just pay attention to what's being said to you. That's right. All. Like, and not to, we're going to get plenty of Trump's problems out there, but I'll just go back to why I laughed at him literally on my show, High Tide Stick, when he came down that elevator in 2015. And, or no, I think, yeah, no, yeah, I was doing High Tide. No, maybe I was doing High Tide Stick while I was doing something either way. He came down the escalator in 2015, dude, and announced he was running for president.
That's a radio station.
Uh-oh, somebody getting a phone call. I was like, dude, listen. I was like, I don't mind who runs, right? But I listen to what somebody's saying to me. And he came down that escalator talking about how successful he was as a businessman. But see, me being so media related, I know that he's actually not that successful a businessman and that he's had to file bankruptcy, I think, 3 or 4 times, and likely may have to file a fifth time unless the people that so-called love their fascist leader, just kidding, all jokes aside, all those people that love Trump, if you love him enough to give him $500 million to pony up the dough for his tax debt, that's debt that he didn't pay before he ever was your demi cult leader, right? So I'm like, no, no fucking part of that. I am a genuine independent, and true independents want no fucking part of that nonsense. That's not
right. But here's the scary part. They've taken over the RNC now.
That's that. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like, I mean, honestly, that sounds like the Republican Party's problem. Here's why I say that. More and more people are becoming independent voters, right? So more and more people are divesting from the Republican and Democratic Party, for that matter, right? I go back to the losses of 2006 from the Republican Party, just failures to move on things, simple things like cannabis relief, you know, so people stop going to jail and shit. Just small failures, abjectly, yes, but small in the sense of it was easy to fix. And so I divest from the Republican Party. And then you have people like, let's go, you know, I'm going to say this. Like, I know, for instance, you know, Chuck from Control, Throw Against the Wall. He, in a way, I believe, is at heart a true conservative minded individual, not religiously conservative, but business conservative, right? And I think that with him, he wants to divest from what is MAGA, but not from what is truly a Republican, right? And I just don't know if that's even possible now.
Right. He is stuck his foot in the Republican Party, and it made a mess of it. And there's nothing wrong with being Republican. That's your choice. That's your views. That's cool. But the crazy shit that Trump is doing is way out there.
So I want to flip over real quick and let's beat up on Biden now. So let's talk about where Biden is vulnerable and some of the problems that I think that Biden truly is going to face here. Okay. Hear me out though. So you have Biden's age and non-investor problem. What am I meaning by that? So Biden is obviously up there in age, okay? So that's obviously a concern for voters, okay? But I would say that if your concern is Biden's age and your concern is not Trump's age, then you're just being one-sided as fuck. Let's be honest, okay?
Absolutely.
Both of them are actually really old guys, right? If you tell me you're concerned because Biden's son might go to jail, and you're not concerned that Trump might go to jail? The president, listen to me, the Georgia case, he can't protect himself from. Simple and plain, he can't get rid of it, he can't make it go away, he can't go, nothing. Trump can go to jail in Georgia after he's elected president. Do not forget that part. Now, will that happen? How does that work? It's never been tested. Well, that's because America had a spine before and we didn't put up deplorable criminals as our party leaders. We just didn't do that. It used to be people who were actually halfway decent people. Like, dude, you could talk about the Clintons, dude. Seriously, it was a land deal. Get the fuck over it.
Yeah.
Want to talk to me about land deals and not paying taxes on a land deal? Hold on. Or not disclosing a land deal because of taxes or whatever? And you don't want to talk about $500 million in fines for not paying your taxes for like 10 fucking years, right, in New York? You don't want to talk about that, though. See, I can't be that one-sided. I just can't. So with that, you know, good for you if you're able to be that one-sided. You live a very terrible life that you think is wonderful. I'll put it that way. Anyway, so I will say this. Biden's biggest issue for me is his age, obviously. But I will tell you, he looked a little fired up at that union and a little aggressive. Now, I will tell you, for a party of people who have said nothing but deplorable things and a lot, mostly largely lies about people, the Republicans were very offended by how stiff-lipped he was. And I was like, wait a minute, but have you heard? Oh boy. It's very, so I'm all for equal doses of whatever, right? But when you have a very one-sided like look at the situation, right? I just don't understand it, because it's like, it's okay for me to do it, but it's not okay for him to do it. Hold on.
Right. They sound like high school little brats, you know. If you could dish it out, you better be able to take it.
Just like they're like, well, I think we should be able to throw Joe Biden in jail for something his son did. And I'm going, well, first off, wow, that's very English king of you. Let me just point that out.
Right, because that don't go down in our judicial system.
Have you ever heard of the negative results of nepotism? Like how England would literally kill your whole family if one of you fucked up? Back in king times? You really want to get into the penalties of nepotism? So also, you want to get into the penalties of the fact that the Trump sons are both implicated in the same exact crime as Trump. And so if his sons are guilty, then shouldn't he be held guilty for his sons under that standard? I'm just saying under the standard that those folks are saying, right? So this is why it's such a complicated situation for me, because I don't think that I think that anybody who thinks this bullshit impeachment shit, and it really was bullshit with Biden's impeachment. Like, sat back quietly and said, I'm pretty sure they're full of shit and this is just a theatrical thing. But what if they do have something that ties Biden to this whole situation, right? I said, what if they do have something? What if you're not willing to listen to it, America, because they do have something? So I shut up and listened. They never delivered, and that's fair. They did not deliver. They were derelict in the duties of showing me why they were impeaching the president. I'll put it that way.
And, well, yeah, because it was all behind closed doors, and they kept going, oh, well, we got evidence. We got evidence, and never came up with anything.
Well, I think I think Hunter Biden pulled a what I would call a magnificent and brilliant move by demanding that his hearings happen in public. So then when they held a public hearing maybe it was Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think it was.
Yes. Yes.
That he wouldn't testify and this, that, and the other. And the best part was, is he's sitting in the crowd. And I laughed because I was like, I bet somebody's going to point this out. If you're a Democrat on this panel and you don't point this out, you are derelict now. So anyway, right. One of the Democrats, I don't remember who it was, comes up and literally says, well, shit, he's right there. Let's have him testify now. You're saying
Rapkin.
Oh, was it Rapkin? Oh,
dude, yes.
Monster Bro's a legal genius, by the way. There are very few legal geniuses in Congress. There are many that claim to be. But Rapkin.
A Jewish legal genius.
I could care less about a man's religion because as I don't like religion, organized religion. But I will say this. Either way, what his religion is, dude is a constitutional genius. Him, that Adam Schefter, I like how they call him Shifty Schefter or Schefter. Yeah. But that Adam Schefter is actually a legal genius when it comes to constitutional law. And I will tell you, there are a couple of Republicans that are equally pretty legal geniuses on constitutional law. And I'm not going to say their names for this reason. I'm going to give our listeners homework before we move forward on the other thing I have on Biden's vulnerabilities here, right? Is do your homework on this. Go look at what Republicans have legal backgrounds, and then go look at which ones actually have constitutional law backgrounds, and then go look at which ones actually are speaking. And I think you'll find it very fascinating. The ones that have the constitutional backgrounds and aren't out of their fucking mind just aren't saying anything because they don't want to say what's right. Because it makes their guy look bad, so they just don't say anything. Which, by the way, I just want to say, silence in situations is culpability for the crime. Allah.
Yeah, you but know, your mama always said, if you ain't got something nice to say, don't say it at all.
In their case, they're like, I got a lot to say, but it's not going to help my guy, so I'll just shut the fuck up.
Right.
I just think that it's very interesting, though, that I won't ignore you I won't ignore you. I will go check your facts. Like, there are people, guys, listen, don't get it twisted. There are people who have, like, backgrounds and stuff like this that tell you stuff that is completely not correct. It is their interpretation of that, and that may not have even been settled by law yet. So just be careful when you're listening to what people say, because people will a lot of times be like, that's fact. It may not be. I'm like, bitch, give me my phone. You can say what you want. I can pull up the law from every state and just look at it and read what it says. So no matter what your opinion is, I can just tell you, well, this is what the law says. So there's something we can debate in court at the very least. Holla. It's not.
Watch out.
And I'm a dick about it. So I go back to Biden's wonderful world of problems. Besides his age, I think that young people are not turned on by him because they don't see the prosperity of the economy. I think that people like maybe even people like me before the housing market crash were like, hey, this isn't so bad under Bush, right? Hey, I got an okay 401k under Bush. What you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you got a good 401k under Biden. Look at the stock market.
I was just about to tell you records this week on the stock market, but that might within itself be one of Biden's problems, one of his vulnerabilities. Okay, hear me out here, buddy. Okay, hear out the big dog who did a little homework. Bro, you should see this. I have a whole page of notes sitting on the soundboard and leaned up against the wall in here so I can read it to you. Okay,
you got a barrage.
Barrage of notes for this way too early political talk show. So Biden vulnerability. Number two that I think is probably a big one is actually the what I call the non-investors don't see the prosperity vulnerability. So for instance, I know that the real reason that I'm having a hard time buying a house is actually greed. right? It's not even the Fed interest rate. I could make the Fed interest rate work for me if you would come down off your house price, right? The seller, that is, right? So I do think greed plays a little bit of part into people not being able to purchase a home, at least where I live, right? So you get people like me that have a pretty decent income, not great, but a decent one. Between the two of us, a really decent income, right? And between the two of us, we have a decent condo, right? But we want a house. We have grandkids, you know. We want right. rooms, not spare bedroom, right? And
well, and space to have your kids grow, you know.
Right. Isn't it easy to think that maybe that's the presidency is why that's so hard? But then why was it hard before Biden was elected? Why was it hard? I mean, honestly, why has it been kind of hard to get a house without overpaying for it since like 2011? Since like 2014, probably 15, when it kind of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Recovery became the new balloon, I will call it.
The new balloon, and it's popping.
So I just think that young people who don't have 401ks like I and you, right? They yes. don't see the prosperity. I literally, you know what's funny is, back to my son-in-law. He said, wasn't it better under Trump? I literally laughed at him. I said, that's how I know you were in high school then, dude. I said, bro, everything I had was to shit, and my taxes were only cheaper because his tax code hadn't went into effect yet until 2018. And by 2020, by 2021, I owe taxes every year. You see what I'm saying? So no, it wasn't better. And also, furthermore, you should see my 401k. I told him, I said, little homie, you should see my 401k. If we're going to vote just based on financial prosperity and investments, then I'm going to stick with Joe Biden. Straight up.
Crazy Lady says we're in the start of an economy failing.
That might be so, but right now it looks damn good for me. So, but like I told my son-in-law, I said, dude, if we're going to base everything just on economic prosperity, then I would absolutely be voting for Biden, because if you make poor choices, you don't invest in yourself, you don't add to your own 401k, you don't work for a company that also puts into that, I can't be held responsible for that. And I'm sorry if you can't see that prosperity. That's not my fault. That's your fault. You have to understand that. If your company's not paying you well, the government doesn't decide how much your company pays you, your company does. So work for a better company, or that might be your fault. Now, I blame the companies, because I don't blame you. I can't make you, I can't, like, just like you, I have another, you know, lucrative day job. And when I go to that lucrative day job, that they commit money to my 401k. They commit money to this, that, and the other, you know, my insurance. The other. So I tell people all the time, they're invested in me, I'm invested in them, we're building a huge stock portfolio together. Whee! Also, right. I'm in it for the long run. So listen, for instance, I'll just give you guys a good example. The 2017 housing market crash that caused a huge market drop, right? The losses from 2007 were regained by the end of 2008. You have to be in stocks for the long haul. The people in 2007 that lost all that money, their stock portfolios are 4 times, 5 times, and 6 times worth as much today. So that tells you everything you need to know. But I will tell you, young folk, that if you're playing stocks for the short game, that's your fault. It's not a short game. It's a long game.
And here's no offense, but most young people that I run into, I'm an older gentleman.
I was dumb and young too. I just started having grandkids not that long ago.
Well, but their worth ethic really sucks. Most of them don't know what hard work is.
God, you sound like my grandpa. Shut up.
Hey, I'm sorry, dude. It's true.
No, I'm just playing. No, I do agree that to a degree there is a work ethic stalemate. And I'm going to call it a stalemate for this reason. I am sick of breaking my fucking neck for a company that, by the way, is not controlled by Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Okay. Take the politics out of it for a second, folks. They do not control who pays you. So I don't care if you're an idiot on the left or an idiot on the right. I'm not neither. And I'm telling you, they don't decide who pays you. Your boss does. Your work does. Your corporation does. They're choosing profits and gains over paying you. And it's comical to me to watch as somebody who understands real economics. No offense to you, those of you that think you do. But somebody who understands real economics, I laugh at you when you think the government controls your paycheck. I laugh at you when you think the government controls your pay. As a matter of fact, the only thing the government hasn't done is raise federal minimum wage. And some of you are arguing against that so that your minuscule wages won't seem even more minuscule. And I'm going, fuck no, we need to unionize because they're refusing to pay us a livable wage. When two grown adults, listen to me, folks, I don't give a fuck. This has been a problem through several parties, several presidents. This is a American problem, not a political problem. So get off your fucking junky fucking version of fucking being a fucking straight meth head on fucking politics, dude. Come off of it, people, because here's the reality. They decide who pays your fucking, how much money you fucking make to pay your bills. The only, like, just like he said to me, he said, I'll use my son-in-law. I learned how much he doesn't understand how things work the other day, right? When we were on a car ride. He said, look at those gas prices are high. I said, they're about what they always are going into the summer. I said, furthermore, do you understand what the federal government control of gas is? Here it is. 50 cents.
Taxes. Not that's 50 it. Cents on the
dollar. Not 50 cents on the dollar. Not 50 cents on every fucking time you pump. Not
oh, you mean like the state charges you?
No, none of the shit the state charges you. Thank you, by the way. You just proved my point without even being asked to. Here's what happens, folks. The federal government does have a 50 cent gas tax. Most of that goes towards roads and stuff and basically in the rural areas because cities become responsible for their roads, even the interstate going through their city. There you go. You just learned something. They do get grant money from this tax we're talking about, but it's the federal government's 50 fucking cents on it, guys. Grow up. If you don't understand how it works, that's okay. But grow up. The federal government literally has 50 cents. So check this out. If the federal government suspended the gas right around here is about $3.50 a gallon right now, right? If the federal government suspended the gas tax right now, we'd still be paying $3 a gallon and $3.99 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's the greedy oil companies, too.
Right. Now, who can put them in check? And then also, I think that there should be laws passed that says if you don't produce this oil, then we get to create a federal branch of gas production to compensate for what you're not producing.
Absolutely. Simple and plain.
Because what I find fascinating is every election year and during election years, the gas companies seem to want to turn the pumps down or off. Why would you do that?
Because they're playing politics.
Because you want to drive the gas price up and say it's the guy in office. And for those of us that can read a book, and no offense to the high school educated that can read a book, because I love you too. But for those of us that actually took some college, went to college, and some of us in like the level of three times of college training, sorry guys, but I did. I like to learn. You learn really quick who's fucking you. If you're willing to listen. So my goal is to get people to understand why I'm an independent is because I'm sick of partisan hacks. I'm sick of people thinking they know what goes on because they fucking heard it on Fox News or MSNBC. I'm sick of the every average day American getting their news on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and fuck this and true social. Which, by the way, I just want to point out one more time. If you have to name your social media truth, there is a large insight into the idea that it probably lacks exactly that. But anyway, so I move on though. If you're not investing, then you don't see the economic prosperity. If you're not buying a home, if you don't own property, if you don't have all the good things in the American dream of life, you don't see the big picture. I get it. And I didn't either in 2006 when it would have been dumb for me not to buy a house. And I didn't. I could have survived the economic crunch because why? Because my job survived the economic crunch. You dig? It's insane. Christopher, I will tell you, I want to go to the Trump money problem next. Because I think that when we talk about the way too early election, we can't move on without addressing the money problem, and that's coming Monday. And I think that that wraps into my second bullet point here that I've wrote down, which is comments by Trump are going to come back to bite him, because on Truth Social, he was making comments that he has the money to post the nearly $500 million in fines for not paying his taxes in New York and being found guilty of those crimes. So he has to find, he has to now pay tax that money as a collateral deposit
bond,
an appeal, right? So the issue is that him and his lawyer, and listen, guys, I don't give a fuck if you like him. I don't give a fuck if you don't like him. I could care less. These are the facts and these are the truths and these are the legal implications. These are the, this is the legal experts, some legal training and classes I've taken, and then some, God damn it, it's right in front of you, people. See what's right in front of you. Knowledge, right? Like sometimes you just have to go, it's right fucking there. Come on. Come on,
it's right. Yeah, it's public information.
101, dude. Come on. So whether you hate or like Trump or dislike or despise him as a human, it means no difference to this segment, I promise you. We're talking the facts here. The facts are Trump has a money problem. He's got to post $500 million in bail, basically bail money towards the civil, it is considered a civil tax criminals case. So basically he's now criminally liable for the money because he didn't pay his civil taxes. Is that easy?
It's an appeal bond.
Dude, they can throw him in jail if he doesn't pay. This isn't the type of money that gets people locked up until they start paying. This is the type of money that gets Mar-a-Lago owned by the government until they can sell it.
Yep.
By the way, if he sold Mar-a-Lago now, it wouldn't help him for Monday's deadline. But if he did sell Mar-a-Lago, that's worth about $500 million. So here's what I think is going to come back to bite him. On True Social, he posted that he has the money. And as we know, posts can be used in court against you. Now, you can say, as is bullshit, if you're an entertainer like you and I. You can say,
wait, but now when your lawyers post something.
But when you are check this out. This is where it gets interesting. Like when you're the everyday average citizen or a political figure, your post can be held against you because you don't have the excuse of, well, I'm just an entertainer. Trump no longer has that. I think that's where that gets weird with him. He's tried to use the, well, I'm an entertainer, First Amendment, this, that, and the other stuff. No. See, that's what people think is that the First Amendment is absolute. It's not. And the First Amendment is absolute without consequence. Have you lost your fucking mind? So those are the ones I go, have you lost your fucking mind? The First Amendment is absolutely a powerful tool for all of us to be able to say what's on our mind and what we want and to speak freely about our feelings about something, right?
Well, so,
Is it
the fact that he's out on bond make everything he says plausible in court?
Right. By the way, Cold Lady or Cruel, what is it? I can't read the name.
Crazy Lady.
Said that she agreed with about 85% of what we were saying. And you know what? Look, that 15% is actually open for debate anyway.
Absolutely.
If not more. I don't even ask you to. Listen, people, I'm not asking you to agree with half, a quarter. I'm asking you to understand that I am an illogical person that is severely ADHD. I don't make a lot of time or space for people's feelings, and I apologize for that a lot. Let me tell you, a lot. And it doesn't make me feel good about it. It really doesn't. I've never felt good about it, about shoving people's feelings to the ground and only letting the logic and what really happened speak, because then you're going to get the truth from me. Now, at times, you may hate me for that truth and get over it. Get over it. I'm not here to appease the public. If you've listened to me once, or you've listened to me since I started on the radio in like 2014, you know I've never appeased the peoples, dog, and I never will. Not after a decade in radio, not for the next decade, motherfuckers.
Yeah, hell no.
With that said, he says he has the money, so this is where it gets interesting. So if he goes into court now and says he doesn't have the money, he could be – those comments versus his statements could be used to purge him. That's one problem. It could also make him look stupid in front of his people because Trump supporters, he goes, hey, I got the money. Fuck yeah. And he goes into court, so I don't got the money. I don't got the money. That's going to come out in the public that you went into court and said, no, I really ain't got the money. I'm lying. Because you can go into court and say, that's a post, who cares, it's a lie. But once you're called to account in court, you have to either say it's truth or lie, right? Well, if you say it's truth, then it becomes a lie, or a lie, it becomes the truth, then here we go, now it's perjury, right? So, I think that the reason why he's saying he has the money is he doesn't actually have the money. But a TikTok partner and heavy influencer with the TikTok situation is set to merge his company with Trump's media company. Okay. So that right there could net Trump quite a bit of money that may be just enough to help cover some of this. Now, I want you to keep in mind, let's say Trump does have $500 million. Don't forget, they've had to put up over almost, what is it, like $170 million in the E. Jean Carroll case.
But doesn't he have a money mediator right now?
I don't know, but I'm starting to think that come Monday, we're going to find out. Because listen, here's what happens Monday. He has to put a big old bag of money on the table and say, I want an appeal. Okay. He has to forego the appeal, because if you don't put the bond up, then you just lose your time to appeal. Simple and plain. So if he loses his time to appeal, then he still has to pay the money, and the money keeps racking up until he pays it, the interest. Okay.
Yeah. Deadline's Monday.
I just want to know if there's, you know, a million customer or a million Trump supporters that want to give this guy a dollar every day to keep him out of debt. That's just the interest, by the way. Y'all have to be giving him a dollar every day just to cover the interest. You understand? That's insane. So anyway, I just think that his huge money problem is by de facto his biggest problem, because if he doesn't come up with the money, then the interest keeps raising and this is going to just get out of hand for him. If he does come up with the money, then his coffer, listen, first off, I think it should be illegal that you use election money to pay court fines. I just want to point that out. This has nothing to do with me liking anyone or not liking anyone. This is about common fucking sense. You should not be able to use an election coffer to pay court fines.
Simple right, you and plain. Pay your own debt.
Dude, if your debt and court fines are so bad that you can't, that you have to, that you need an election coffer to pay it, you shouldn't be running for office. And here's why. Because someone who is that in debt is easily swayed and easily could be able to be turned for a foreign asset. Don't preach me this fucking patriotism shit, because I promise you it ain't there for these people.
Oh, but they have.
Well, you can preach me your patriotism bullshit, but it's not there. These people have proven that they do not have that. Now, with that said, buddy, we got to get to break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the economic recovery and the stock market doing the best it's done in like Foreverville. Okay. We're going to talk about the unemployment rate doing the best it's done in Foreverville. Okay. But Biden still somehow, and I see it, we got to address it. Biden has an optics problem. Does he not?
Maybe.
We'll be back after the break.
Hey, it's your girl, Cami Renee, and you're listening to Wake and Bake America Show. You know I bring you the best.
We're smoking.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Trey, from the Blunt Football Talk Show. Have you checked us out here on Wake and Bake America Radio? I mean, come on.
And that's how Bill Belichick's career is right now.
In trouble, gets away. Mahomes racing with the bad ankle and all inside the 20.
ASAP, fool.
Hey, tell me you didn't grow up in the projects without telling me.
I grew up with Jason.
Parsons on the move, and Micah Parsons is in.
I used to be able to twerk until I took a twerking injury.
Ball comes out of his hand toward the end zone.
I hope it fucks your life up. I hope you fail. I hope you fall flat on your face. I'm like, these are my friends. This is
you
us.
And scars you miserably.
You won't be texting and driving with us up in your ride.
And my daughter, she lost it when we got to the Princess Castle, you know, because that's where all they all hang out, you know. So she gets in there and she's like, because she just lost her shit. Because, you know, it's, you know, Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, they all there. And she is just in her world. She's going and hugging them and taking pictures with them and tears in her eyes. And she's talking to them. And I'm just sitting there watching like, wow, they're really treating these women like they're that character. They bring them tea. Somebody's fanning them. Like she got security around them and shit. And I'm like, wow. What a shitty job. No, because, you know, you're a princess now. But when you clock out, you gotta take that long hike to the employee parking lot. Hey, your horse and carriage has now turned into a Ford Fiesta. And the AC ain't working. You gotta roll down your window with a socket wrench because the handle broke off. The clock has struck 12. It is over.
Look, everybody loves creativity, good food, and hard work. That's why it's so easy to love Sam's Creations. Sam's Creation is award-winning cannabis food creations. Find Sam's Creations on Facebook and Instagram with Sam's with a Z, Creations with a Z. Or place your order today at 719-283-1701. All right, it's time to have that talk. Yeah, I'm talking to you, homeowner. Don't you try to run away, townhome renter and apartment renter. Look, every time we move, they charge us a ridiculous amount of money. Every time you need something remodeled, those people charge you a ridiculous amount of money. So this time, when I move, I got my whole deposit back. Now, I can't promise you the same results, but what I can tell you is I went through Quality Peak Customs. That's right. That's handyman and remodeling. And at Quality Peak Customs, they're going to take care of you the best they can to help you get the best job you can. So whether it's moving out, needing your apartment brushed up for the handover, your townhome, you want to rent that out, you need it fixed up for the big remodel, hey, that house. When's the last time you've done something? Well, when you do it, why don't you call Quality Peak Customs at 719-964-6871. That's 719-964-6871. You can also email Quality Peak Customs at qualitypeak.customs@gmail.com for your free quote today. You can check out Quality Peak Customs on Facebook as well. Let's go with Quality Peak Customs for your next move, your next remodel, or the next time you need a helping hand around your home.
Are you troubled by pop culture references in the middle of the night?
Do you or a loved one experience feelings of dread finding collectibles in your attic or basement?
Joey, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Control, Alt, Throw Against Wall.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your mind-numbing needs. We're ready to believe you.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Hungry Hustling American Dream Afro Man. Wake and bake, America. Yeah, you're chilling with Mr. Ashtray.
That's Mr. Trey, not Ashtray.
You're listening to Mr. Trey, and you know why. Yeah. Yeah.
Trey gonna be that old guy in pebbles and khakis with a butt.
I've been saying this for how long?
I can't step outside naked.
We jumped into the river.
What did you do? Did you run the
river? I
let autocorrect make me look stupid on Facebook every day. With Luxembourg-bargo. I can't do it.
It's Luxembourg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
You trying to get me to look at this. Girl.
Sexual tracking app on it, and it found out
that he's actually using that. Welcome home, gentlemen from the 4th Infantry Division, 4th ID.
Yeah, I think he was trying to be funny, but it kind of escalated.
I think he was trying to hit her on a discount. Oh,
my
name. They pay the same old.
It is, of course, your favorite show. It's your boys, Chris and Trey, here on, Mr. Trey here on the, we're doing, of course, Wake and Make America show here on Wake and Make America Radio. Just a quick reminder that the comments, opinions, anything outside of fact-checkable fact, and even the facts, are not the facts and opinions of the station, Wake and Make America Radio. And each independent host, not even the show. They are the comments of each of us as an individual person. Comments we've been reading are comments from listeners that have checked in during the live taping of the show. If you would like to participate in the live taping of this show, don't be a stranger. Stop by podbean.com. Get the Podbean app, download it to your phone, and then that way, what will happen is you'll get little notices when we're going to have a live show. Like, for instance, right after this show, we're going super duper live. Blunt Football Talk returns for season 5 on Wake and Bake America Radio. And so Blunt Football Talk will be live right after this show at noon Mountain, 2 p.m. Eastern. That's 1 on the West, or excuse me, that's 11 a.m. on the West Coast. Baby, baby! Ooh, that one jumped up and bit me. So, Chris, before we dive back into it, some of the headlines that have been topping the world today: a terrorist attack in Russia leaves more than 100 dead, and ISIS taking responsibility as we know it at the moment. In other breaking news, here in the U.S., it turns out spring ball's back, bitch. That's right. That's spring football, the UFL. United Football League, which is a merger between the XFL and USFL, scheduled to start next weekend at Blunt Football Talk. We'll have a huge Saturday morning special for you folks. Going to be a banger. And don't forget, me and Chris, it's the end of March. It's the end of the season. We're going to end season 8 next week, Chris. One topic, make it weed. And I have for you, Christopher, and for you folks that want to, for the next episode of Wake and Bake America show, I think you're going to find it confounding student loan debt. To forgive or not to forgive? That is genuinely the question. So we've got a lot coming up, buddy. I think I'm really excited about that. Chris, I know you'll have a great weed story for the end of the season. You always do. And then don't forget, guys, 420, Saturday 420, the morning of Saturday 420, we're going to be back in effect for 420. Live show goes up immediately after, and then we take off to do fantastical things for the day. It's going to be great, right? Chris, are you talking? Because I don't hear you. You got any plans for 420, Christopher? I still don't hear you. Oh, we lost Chris. Okay, Chris had to leave. He'll be back. So anyway, let's jump right back into the problems of this election. So first off, I don't know about y'all,
there I am.
I hear you now. I don't know about y'all. We'll get back to the 420 questions at the end of the show. We still got a little over 30 minutes left in the show, and then we got to get out of here so we can make way during the half hour break too. Enjoy that.
Yeah, I like the new Cammy line.
Oh, yeah. So, Cammy will join us sometime. Probably not. The next time she'll probably join us will probably be for the start of season nine. The season 9 opener on 420, she'll be here. But outside of that, I don't think she's going to be with us next week to end season 8. Guys, don't forget, Wake and Bake America show, season 8 ends next week with student loan debt to forgive or not to forgive, and of course Chris's weed topics to end the year, and then we are back 420 weekend to start season 9 after a short break this year. Usually we have the whole month of March off, because usually we
got a lot of talked about.
No, usually wait. No, usually I think we have like the whole month of February and March off. Maybe it is, or no, it's like yeah. It's like the whole month of February and like half of March.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm wrong. It's
like a spring break.
It's like a long spring break. It's like all of March and the first few weeks of April. Yeah. No. We end like the first week of March and we're off for like a month. Like a month and some change. But yeah. This year we decided to go to the end of March because we kind of started back late. We actually had to shut down the show for about a year and we were trying some other projects. And what we learned, if you want to know the truth, folks, is that we learned that this is the show.
Yes.
We've tried to do other variations, maybe even more dialed in towards politics or dialed away from politics for that matter. And what
he did one year.
what we genuinely learned is that this is the show. It is the show. It is what it is. If you hate us or love us, this is our show. And so no politics next week. Like I said, we're doing the Way Too Early political show now. Let's jump right back into that. So before we went to break, we were talking about Trump's merger, the Trump media company's merger with TikTok, which is why. And by the way, just for all of you people out there that have been on his side and hate TikTok, he's backpedaling because one of his largest, one of the largest Republican campaign contributors for Trump, and also the owner of the company who's merging with Trump, happens to be a huge partner and a huge owner in TikTok.
China-based.
But they're still U.S. owners. Think about that.
So, right.
We may not be able to divest from TikTok and also not force them to sell. We may not be able to do that.
But I'm pretty sure he has someone that is watching his money comings and goings. And
right. Look, guys, I'm going to be very honest with you guys. Up front honest, okay? For those of you that don't understand the behind the scenes of it, I do have a technical IT and an engineering background. Okay. Not just in what I do literally day to day right now, but just throughout my life, I've taken course on course. I've had jobs that literally have been like, we'll basically give you a free associate's degree in basic IT if you'll just work for us. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So I tell people I have a bachelor's equivalent from, because a job I work for paid for a 4-year schooling in business management. Okay. Then I've got the associate's relation from radio stuff that we've done. And then I also went to school back in the early 2000s, but I left because I started having kids and, you know, same as a lot of people. I couldn't afford to have both kids and school. It happened.
Yeah. Hell no, you can't.
Rough back then too. Cause it's just different. How things work were different back in the, going from the late 90s into the early 2000s is different.
Yes.
I think we need associate's degrees for all, but in return, I think that everybody should be on a rotation based, service in the military, in civil service. Like somebody like me, they probably wouldn't throw in the military because of like a leg problem, right? But I could work in the civil service or for the State Department at like an embassy and sit at a desk doing nothing all day except punching paperwork and checking people's ID badges or some shit, right? Like I could do that. So I just think that we should really look more towards the Swiss and the and sort of, if you look at the Norse countries up in the northern part of the Arctic area of northern Europe, right? If you look at the Norse countries, excluding Russia, they're not a Norse country, guys. They're really not. It's like, that would be like Switzerland, Scandinavia, and, you know, stuff like that. So, anyway, if you look at them, right, as a country, some of the best places to live from old to young, right? And I think it has to do with that, you invest in your young people by making that first small degree achievable and affordable, right? I think that they take care of the old when you retire, right? And you know, they don't work you to death. You know, like there's people right now, like, listen to me, I'll tell you the truth, Chris. I would rather work 4 tens and have 3 days off of my life back.
Oh, yeah. I'd take that all day.
I'm not even asking for a shorter work schedule. You dig? I just want work days. I am tired. The American public is turning into the right around the 30th overall happiest country in the world. And it's because people sit there and go, it's because of politics. I go, actually, I mean, subsequently, yes, but not directly. No, it's greed.
Yeah, but if you alternate your workforce, you could actually employ more people, make the economy better, and get more work done.
You work 3 12s, and the other people work 4 10. Whoever works the short week, that's on you. If you want to have a shorter week, if you only want to work 3 days and work 3 12s, that's your biz. You're going to be 4 hours short from a 40-hour work week, but that's okay. You're okay with that. I'm going to take the 4 10s. I even take the 4 12s. Have 3 days.
I'll take the 4 12s, take 3 days off. I can do that.
I prefer the extra money. So,
yes.
One of my biggest solutions in life, in all earnest, would be for America to go to a 4-day work week with 4 10s or 4 12s with overtime, and let that be our choice to live our best life outside of that. I just think that we're getting into an age where, like, for instance, dude, I like I work in IT, technical engineering type background stuff, right? Dude, I work from home. I don't have to leave my house to go to work. I do more for this job on air, leaving the home for this, than I do for my real job. Because everything I do is I can do over the phone. And I'm always like, and if you don't have, if I can't like tap into your system and help you, then you, no one can help you.
Are your meetings all Skyped?
Yeah. Well, off Teams, but whatever. Yeah. Whatever bullshit.
You nerd.
Yeah. I don't go into the office. And here's the best part. You want to walk? The real office is literally like a 30-minute walk from my house. And you heard me right. I said 30-minute walk. Maybe 45 if I'm strolling like Johnny come lately having a good day, right? Like, seriously. So don't forget to like us, follow us, heart us. We are the Wake and Bake America Show on Wake and Bake America Radio. And don't forget, coming up after us at noon Mountain to Eastern, the Blunt Football Talk Show. If you're a sports fan, you want to be there. We're going to be breaking down free agency. Mr. Trey has put together his quarterback draft. I'm really proud of that. I actually sent those notes to my son-in-law because his team needs a quarterback.
You're already doing your quarterback draft.
Yep, quarterback draft 1.0. And I think people are going to be very surprised who I put fifth, not dead last.
I would probably not be surprised with you.
Man, this weed has jumped up and bit me.
Yeah, kabang.
Wow. Now let's get back to the way too early election discussion. So I'm going to go ahead and I just want to, before we get out of here, we've got about 20 minutes left on the show. If we even need that long. Okay.
Right.
I do want to
get geared up for football.
Yeah. I do. And I love that I get to do two shows at this station because that's a blessing for me because it lets me do my sports side, which I've been a sports writer off and on for 20 years now. It's been almost, or no, I'm sorry, almost 25 years. Next year will be 25 years.
25, yeah.
Yep. And this year, 10 years in broadcasting, 10 years in sports broadcasting, in radio, sports radio. And I believe at the end of next season for this show, that'll be 10 years for this show. So we've been at it a long time, folks. We know what we're doing. We have a good time.
America's first cannabis show.
America's first AM/FM radio cannabis show approved by the FCC. So the FCC might not let you be, but bitch, they let me be. So with that said, I think that we have to go back and we have to look at the Trump money problem. Can he come up with the money to stave off or basically to get an appeal? I do think that there may be some room for that number to come down in appeal, by the way. However, business cheaters are very disliked in the world. Fair enough. I know right. That they might be liked in the world of politics because apparently that's evident, and they might be liked for people who can't pull their head out of their ass and think for themselves. I get that. But
yeah, because he also claims that he can't even get a bond agency to get a bond through.
You want to know why? You want to know why?
Because he ain't got the money.
No. He got property. They can put a lien on everything. You want to know why? Because what is the one thing Trump's historically known for outside of politics, outside of that, just in general, period, full stop?
Hit me with it.
Stalling, delaying, delay tactics. Even when he was being sued in like New York court by like construction owners who he refused to pay, right? Just to not pay him. No other reason, but just to not pay him. He's a cheapskate, right? Just to get out of paying his bills. That's why. See, listen, Johnny come lately, political wannabe hack job gurus that out there that talk about themselves like they're the Grand Ole Opry of political know-how, right? I'm here to tell you that you don't know shit. Those bond agencies just told me everything I needed to know as a voter, and it told me not to vote for that man, not to give that man a penny of my money, not to help that man in any way, shape, or form. And that's, they told him, no, we won't bond you. And you want to know why? Because what I just told you. Because you might be able to lie to the public. You might be able to say you're a business genius to this person, that person, and the other, right? Right? Let's be honest, right? But at the end of the day,
they want to make sure they get paid.
At the end of the day, the bond company doesn't give a fuck what you say to your constituents.
Yeah.
they get paid. You're goddamn right, Chris. They don't give a fuck what you say at a campaign rally. They could care less. Any good bond company worth their weight in gold does not give a fuck about who you are. Bobby Brown here in Colorado Springs is famous because he was on the Dog the Bounty Hunter show when they were doing Denver and Colorado Springs, right? But Dog the Bounty Hunter is famous. I introduced you to his son. I forgot about that almost.
Yeah, anyway, Leland.
Yep. Great guy, by the way. Remember what he told
me? Oh, absolutely.
You and I in front of each other, but he said, listen, tell you right now, you get fucking arrested in 48 states. I got you. It's the other two that you got to be careful in.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. I was like, I fucking love you, dude. That's great.
Thank God I've never had to call him.
I remember, same. And I remember, but I had to call Bobby. So that, I guess that still kind of counts. Just, the local guy that is connected to Leland. Fair enough. But anyway, no, his wife, Mary, and him are really great. I used to get cannabis from them, had them on my talk shows. Great people. But he taught me something. Bond companies don't care how good or bad of a person you are. They don't. Full stop. He said, we don't care. I'm not here for that. It's your constitutional right to post bond if bond is set and your crimes aren't heinous and you're not basically a flight risk, right? It's your constitutional right to a bond. I'm here to serve that constitutional right should you need a bond, okay? Said it in not so many fancy words, but I'm brushing it up for radio, right? And he said that I'll bond anyone who I know that I'll at least get what I'm bonding for, meaning as long as I know I can get my money. Because again, remember, it's not about who you are. I could give a shit if you're the worst person on the planet. It's about my money. If you don't show up to court, can I get my money back, right?
Right.
If you're guilty, can I get my money back? If you're found to have to pay this fine and more or more, do I get my money back, right? I think the Trump stall tactic has worked out well for him in certain cases, maybe especially, maybe the documents case here and there, maybe the Fannie case down in Georgia a little bit, because – for some reason, who you fuck somehow can make me not get still trying, dude, as somebody who has been a law hound for his entire life, the other thing I love to investigate is law stuff outside of sports stuff, guys. I'm flabbergasted. Look, I get conflicts of interest in this man. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Don't ever get me wrong. Oh, God, he get a call. Let me mute him. I get conflicts of interest and things of that nature. Don't get me wrong in that situation, right? In that circumstance of purpose. Don't get me wrong on that. What I don't understand is who you're banging, I promise you, is not going to decide merit and or insure or disinsure anyone's opportunity at a fair trial. I mean, the judge pretty much said that and still said, we're just going to say, let's remove one of you for the sake of sakes. But it's still not really a real one. You guys just might not have been honest on the stands because you were embarrassed about your fucking affair. That's what I think it really boils down to there is they tried to embarrass that prosecutor in hopes that it would somehow get their case thrown out. But like I said, as somebody who's been a law hound his entire life, I would just question the simple question that every American should be asking themselves. And that is this: how is some prosecutor fucks, no matter what, how is that going to decide whether Trump is guilty or not of racketeering and colluding to overthrow the Georgia electors and to put fake electors in places like Michigan and Arizona? How does that change that?
And it comes back to delays.
It's a delay tactic, but it was a good one. I mean, if you're a legal hound like me, you go, damn good one. You found a bullshit conflict of interest. You made
it. What are you about?
And argue about to delay. You made a circus about it. And in the end, all you did was get one of the prosecutors removed. But at the same time, it wasn't the one you wanted removed. A, B, they're trying to appeal to get her, still get her removed. I think it's going to go nowhere because the state of Georgia has to be very careful how far they're willing to go for one plaintiff, Donald Trump, because that would, you have to remember, legal scholars will tell you that even judges are like, they try to, even if they try to rule lightly, they still try to stay within the law for the most part. And I'll tell you why. They try to stay hardly within the law. And I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, there's going to be a full-on, sexual predator that's going to try to use that same tactic or reasoning to get in or out of their stuff, right?
Oh, so yeah.
Very careful, because you're going to let a serial killer get off the hook with this type of tactic at some point, should you let it go too far. But as a legal-minded person, bro, let me tell you, to find a bullshit conflict of interest, to inflate it to the level that places like Newsmax and Fox News did, right? And MSNBC and so on and so forth, that inflated it to the way they did, when really it's like, bro, listen, I'm an adult. I don't have time to care about who's fucking who, because at the end of the day, that's not going to change the crime you committed, Bubba.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not for me. Nope. I'm an adult. I'm one of the adults in the room. I get it. Some of you enjoy being the children in the room, and that's fine for you. Be that child, boo. Boo, boo. Listen, Shabu, be that child. I get it.
Right.
Which is why I'm going to be the adult in the room on our next subject, which is why Biden optics is a problem. Because unlike some of you that think, oh, well, he beat Trump, he can beat Trump again. Yeah, guess what? Trump lost to him, and Trump can lose to him again. But guess what Trump can do to him again, too? Beat him. So listen, anything's possible. None of you are future fortune tellers, even the people who claim to be. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say what I got to say. I'm a logical person, like some real Spock shit. I'm literally holding up the Vulcan salute, because I'm fucking on some real logical shit. I do not care about your feelings in the situation to the degree of your feelings guiding a conversation with me. So what that means is, I, as your friend, respect your feelings, but I can't let them, just because your feelings, change my logic. And also, not only that, but change the facts. Your feelings can't change the facts. I'm sorry. I'm not even sorry, actually. I just say I'm sorry so you feel better about it.
Not yeah, no, the facts are the facts, and that's what it comes down to.
So here are the facts. People like you and I that are in our middle ages with either close to adult or adult children, right, are doing a little better off if you invested in yourself, if you invested in your 401k, if you put some money away in an IRA, right?
Yep.
You know, if these words are foreign to you, then you already are the problem, not Joe Biden's economics. But anyway, if you've invested, like I said, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier in the show, and probably what crazy lady was saying she agreed with me on 85% of is that she may not agree with me on where we're at or where we're headed, which is fine. She thinks we're headed towards an economical dump. And I'm going, I don't think so. Companies are building, jobs are being, it's not just that jobs are being taken up. Jobs are actually being created. There's a difference between the unemployment rate and the jobs creations. Okay. Those aren't the same numbers, guys. They're different numbers because they're different things. We all are adults here. We can do math. Job creation is at the highest it's been under Biden, Trump, or even Obama for that matter, or Bush. Okay. We have to go back to the 90s to look at economic growth like this when it comes to like job creation and low unemployment, right? However, we have to go like probably early 2000s, unemployment was this low. This is lower than even when Trump was presidency, when everybody quote unquote said we were having an economic boom, which was, I'll give you this, 2017 was nice and 2018 was nice, but I was smart enough to read past the first 2 years and realize that we were all going to start paying a lot more taxes if you were in the lower middle class, when we shouldn't be paying more taxes.
Yeah, and so that money you saved in 2017 and 2018 got paid back.
Bro, that shit went to my fucking interest on my student loan debt anyway. Or child something. Look, there's a reason why times were tougher for me. And also, having kids shouldn't be a penalty. But also, if you're going to have 10 kids, that's your problem, not mine. That's all I'm saying. I shouldn't have to, like you can't have 10 kids and then not be able to take care of them. That's bullshit for all you breeders out there.
Okay. Right, yeah.
I'm just going to say that. And then
that's your choice.
Look, that's your choice. But I'm just going to say, I don't back breeders. I'm a breeder. Technically I have 3 kids, so I'm not technically a breeder. A breeder is 4 or more. So technically I'm not a breeder. I only have 3 kids, but I adopted 2 more, so I look like a breeder family. All right, let's call it what it is. I look like them.
Don't forget to catch football right after this show.
Yo, Blunt Football Talk comes back. Lots to talk about. March Madness. We're going to get into a little bit of everything, actually. Ooh, that one jumped up a bit. I'm smoking on some Mendo Purps, which is the real purple strain, not just a one done by color.
Oh, you mean by cool weather?
Yeah. Or by cold, yeah. Although this one is purpley enough that I know it's a little bit of both. I know that it is a Purps strain, so it's
right.
a little purpley, even in the hottest temperatures. That green will still have purple haze to it. You and I know that. It's like a little deeper plum. So I'm like, yeah, you guys use the perp strain and then turn down the temperature on top of it. It's my guess. Just a small guess.
Got a little peppery kick to it.
Winter weed. Yeah, that's why I just jumped up and bite my ass.
Yep.
Fucking winter weed, man. It's still indoor, but winter weed, it's easier to keep the temperatures cooler and control that climate.
As he takes another big bong rip.
Call me out. I deserve it. Let's do this. I want to do something for you, okay? So Americans can't see the economic growth when it comes to young people and people under, I'm going to say under 35, 30 to 35 range, right? Unless they've invested in themselves, then they're, even if they're supporting Trump, they're low-key being concerned about the economics. I think that the economics are better than when Trump was in office, but I think that's just hard for people to see. They're just not used to economic recovery. The young people are not used to how economic recovery works because they were in elementary school or just born when the housing market crashed. You get what I mean?
Right, right.
So the biggest issues, I do want to say this, though. I think that democracy purists like myself, okay, and general election electorates, right? I think they're sick of Trump shit. I'm just going to call it what it is. And they would rather ride out a little more peace and quiet. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I do think that the people who are in the middle that are swinging towards Trump, one, I'll be very honest. I think that if you're swinging towards Trump, you have no clue what, in my eyes, what democracy really is. Because when someone says, I won't leave office, no matter what you say, I'm still the president, until he literally has to be thrown out of the office, basically. And then he comes back and the first thing he's saying in his campaign rallies is, we're never leaving office when we get back. That sounds like a dictator to me. Some real like Hitler level shit, some Mussolini stuff, right? So I'm like, whoa, slow down there, Putin. I mean, that's another guy that has never, time he left office, he put his own vice president puppet in there and told him basically, when we're done, you're giving it back to me or I'll kill you.
Well, he has claimed for only one day, though, he'll be a dictator.
It only takes one day to destroy democracy.
Right. So,
democracy is only as strong as the true patriots, like myself, a democratic purist, who says, I don't care what party you're from. That's not okay, ever, at all. Stop. No. Quit. Pump the brakes. No.
Right. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
No offense. It's like a MAGA people, and people, please understand, I'm not a MAGA bastard in the sense of that. My parents are both MAGA people. And let me tell you something. My dad still intends to vote for Donald Trump despite Joe Biden getting $8 million in, or was it billion? No, it was $8 billion, wasn't it? What did I say?
$8 million.
Oh, no, it's $8 million just in that plant, though. So anyway, Joe Biden just had $8 million invested in U.S.-based chip production, okay? Now, I want you to understand I'm an independent, but I just look at things from the bigger picture and go, why would you do that then? So $8 million in the company my dad works for, right? Joe Biden got that invested for the chip production of the U.S. because my dad works for Intel, okay? Just long story short, I'm not going to say where and what, but my dad works for Intel and via the union, okay? And so long story short, this administration currently gets $8 million invested in chip production at my dad's plant in the U.S., not just in the U.S., but at my dad's specific plant, right? And half the people there will still vote for the other guy who sent chip production overseas. So that, and said those companies can do that if they want to save money. Like, whoa, wait a minute. We're cutting out the American worker. Like, that's fine, but then when can we know where those chips go, what those go in, so we don't buy it?
Yeah, right.
So anyway, I think that bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. is a strong point for Biden, but because those jobs don't go to young people and they don't go to retirees, I just don't think they see that. Honest right. answer. Things that I don't think Democrats see. I think that Democrats don't see that that when businesses do get tax breaks, they do actually literally put a whole fuck ton of that back in their pocket, but they still do job growth. I think that part of the reason why they're able to put so much job growth up right now is they are actually still using the tax breaks from Trump in 2020. What I don't think Democrats see is that. What I don't think Republicans see is that you can have those same tax breaks continue on without Trump. I think the biggest issue going into 2024 election for Joe Biden is, can he stay in the long haul?
Right.
That one. And for Trump, besides the legal stuff, right? All that junk. I think for Trump, it is, can he
surrendering a presidency from prison?
Well, that too, but no, seriously. Can you serve as a president without, so listen, do you know, I don't care what nobody says, do you know why Donald Trump lost the election in 2020? The real reason. The real reason. The drama. The nonsense. When I looked at polls from places like MIT, Quinnipiac, you know, Harvard's political university polls, this poll, that poll, right? When I looked at the polls after the election, the biggest thing that I think hurt Trump in the exit polls was the drama. Most people said, I'm just tired of the drama. And after he lost the election, instead of exiting quietly and coming back and probably would have won this election pretty handily, right? Instead of just exiting and doing that. And honestly, I'm not saying I'd be fighting against him had he done that, right? Just went away quietly. I lost. Fuck, man. I'm not saying I'd have been as against him. My problem is someone that can't quit the presidency is a threat to democracy, and I cannot co-sign that shit. I won't. So I think that the biggest issue for Trump going into 2024 election is, can he stave down the drama? Because people don't trust that he isn't all nonsense, right? And so you have a very quiet sect of voters like myself that are independent voters that voted on the Republican ticket during the primaries, FYI, for Chris Christie. I'll say it again. I've said it once on the show. when you vote for a Republican in this state, generally, it's not Trump, generally speaking, that is a protest vote. Just so you know, in this day and age and political climate, okay, that's a protest vote against the Republican Party and against Trump by voting for Chris Christie. And a lot of people were with me in this state on that, by the way. Different candidates, but the same variant reason, right? Yes, I'm okay with a Republican, not Trump.
I'm right.
Or DeSantis or Nikki Haley. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? That's why I went for Chris Christie. All jokes aside, I don't like either of the other two. They just seem too clowny for me, and I'm not into that funny shit. I'm really not. I'm tired of the funny shit, actually. At the end of the day, Chris, we got to get out of here. I think, like I said, I'll reiterate one more time for our listeners. Biggest Biden vulnerability, I think, is age and people who don't invest in stuff and don't invest in stocks. Like, I have stocks in oil. I have stocks in electric. But I'm not a fucking idiot. I'm not a one-sided, one-minded sheeple. You sheep out there think, oh, I can only have a gas car or I can only have an electric. Maybe we need both for a little while. Calm your tits. Both could be true for a minute. It's possible. Both of you could be completely right and completely wrong at the same time. Seen it happen.
Amazing how that works.
Been there.
You're right?
Should have seen me rip one of my kids completely right. Literally, it flying out my face, veins popping out. Probably could have had a fucking aneurysm. Not right. So you could be right and the wrong at the same time, dude. I think the biggest vulnerability for Trump is, of course, not only a million plethoras of court cases and financial problems. I think that you have now Republicans on mic saying that he's the worst candidate for the job, that he's a problem on the national ticket, that that the optics for him are worse than Biden by a gajillion miles. And I think that those are going to become problems for him, even in the general election, because how's he going to stave off all those commercials? And guess who doesn't have to pay a bunch of legal fees? Joe Biden, because he wasn't into a bunch of nonsense and racketeering as one is alleged to have been in, right? So right. The irony is that if you look back over the last, since 2015, what you've seen, Hello. Hi, what you've okay. seen, what you've seen is on the Trump thing, what you've ended up seeing, unfortunately, is everything that he gets accused of, you're seeing him say someone else is doing that. And I think that, unfortunately, for a lot of the MAGA people, they've sort of been goaded by the glitter. And unfortunately, they're not seeing the bigger picture that you're literally about to, you're basically about to elect Bernie Madoff. Like, think about that for a second.
Yeah.
He's one of the biggest, worst scumbags in America to commit financial crimes in America. And you think about that you are rewinding back to 2000 and you're about to elect him as he's about to go to jail for financial crimes. Like, that's how bad the optics of this really are for Trump. And I think that the more people that preach the optics of this, that I just got to go back. Listen, if you want to do a repeat, then I'm going to do a repeat of this. Okay. Here's my repeat. I cannot elect somebody who is a worse criminal than me. And if we're doing a repeat, then I'm going to go end up voting for Joe Biden, because the lesser of two evils is Joe Biden. And that is my personal opinion, not of this station or my co-host here, but that is my opinion of it. Simple and plain is if we're going to do this again, then fine. I'm just going to once again vote for the lesser of two evils. Now we got to get out of here for the day. I love you, buddy.
Love you too, man.
Next week, we've got financial debt to forgive or to not forgive. That is the question. And I've got both sides of that argument for you guys. And then whatever.
And some weed news.
Yeah. We out, baby.
Bye.
This is your station. I like this right here. The People's Station. Monuments. Falcon.
Here comes the heat, y'all.
This is your station.